"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
All right, well, it was two debates for the price of one. Last night, you had the mayor's debate. That was, of course, between Rick Caruso and Karen Bass. You also had the LA County Sheriff's debate, Alex Villanueva. His opponent is Robert Luna, who's the Long Beach police chief. We have some clips to play later on this hour. One of the topics that came up during the mayor's debate last night concerned the burglary of the home of Karen Bass, a weird story in which two guns and nothing else was stolen. They did arrest two men in connection with that robbery.
And the guns were locked up in a safe box in a closet. And how did these two characters know where they were, and why was that the only thing stolen? It's very, very mysterious. And Joe Buscaino, councilman from down in the San Pedro area, thought the same way and wrote a letter to the L.A. Police Department Chief Michael Moore, City Attorney Mike Fuhr.
Answers.
Wants more information. Let's get Joe on. Because Joe was at the debate last night, and you were singled out by Karen Bass from the stage for causing trouble.
John, it was good to see you and Deborah at the conclusion of the debate. But, yeah, she kind of pointed at me and, you know, I thought I was doing her a favor by, asking for questions. There are a lot of unanswered questions concerning this case, and it deserves diligent review. Left many of us, as you both indicated on the show, shaking our heads to why only guns were taken out of Karen Bass's home and no other valuables.
Have you heard anything? Is anybody talking behind the scenes? They've got a theory. Because she obviously is uncomfortable with the story and doesn't want to explain anything further.
Well, okay, let's be clear. Karen Bass was a victim. Okay, her home was broken into, and her peace of mind has been violated. She, even a Congress member, is not immune to crime in Los Angeles. And I who I've heard from so far is Chief Moore. I spoke to him earlier. He shared with me what he's already shared with the public. I have not heard from only crickets from City Attorney Mike Fuhr, and I'm hopeful that we get these answers. Now, you know, as you heard, that this is all politics. It's not politics. This is serious. There's a member of Congress, a high-profile member of Congress's guns are out in the streets of Los Angeles today. Where in the hell are they?
I guess because you are a Caruso supporter, she decided you must have some dark motives for wanting to raise these questions.
again, putting in politics and public safety, they just they don't match here. Again, nobody's speaking up at City Hall again. Nobody is advocating for these answers. Nothing but silence in that building. And so I had to, ask what a lot of Angelenos are asking. What the hell happened? And why haven't we gotten those answers?
Well, there is
Do we even know how these two guys were apprehended? Was there a tip? Do we know anything?
No idea on how they were apprehended. We do know that two are in custody. And I believe John mentioned earlier, they should be talking. What happened? And also the other thing is, what this case has done is kind of elevated the importance of making sure that we have an opportunity and ensure that, when we're storing guns at homes, it could be a learning moment that folks in this city need to abide by an existing ordinance that was passed by the city council not long ago.
How could they know that she
have to store them? You got to store them.
How could they know that she had them in a closet in a lockbox? And I guess that lockbox was portable. And you can only know that if you have inside information. That had to be a very targeted attack where they went right to the closet, knew where the lockbox was, removed it quickly, and got out of there without any interest in anything else. So somebody else must be involved in directing them.
What does that lockbox look like? I can tell you in some of the cases that I've investigated as a police officer, there's home burglaries that thankfully the homeowner safely secured the lockbox, bolted it to the ground, and the guns were not taken out of a home. In this case, it makes no sense when you have a lockbox that's mobile, and there's a reason why you have a lockbox, secure guns, bolted down, so in the event of a burglary, guns are not taken from a home, but targeted, I believe, possibly could have been targeted. Karen Bass is only a member of Congress and mayoral candidate.
Yeah, I know. These things don't happen randomly like this. And the longer there is silence, the more it becomes obvious there is a piece of the story that nobody wants to tell. So what is that story? Why don't they want to tell it?
There we go. Again, many unanswered questions, and yeah. I felt compelled to ask for these answers. Yep.
No, she told Alex Michelson they were locked up, they were registered, they were locked in a safe box, they were stashed away in a closet. And she seemed to imply last night during the debate that she did everything by the letter of the law. Do you have questions about that? Or?
Well, and that's something that, we have an ordinance for a reason, and this is where I'm asking the city attorney. Again, she is a victim. Okay, we don't want to make matters worse. But you and I are held to the same, laws in the city. It's crazy that when guns are taken from officers, police officers' homes, they get slammed and benched. Again, we're all subjected to the same ordinances and laws. And I like to know what was this lock? How did this lockbox leave this home if it wasn't properly secured per the ordinance?
You send a letter. Are you due answers to these questions, or is this just, as a citizen, you're just writing?
Well, I'm as an elected official representing the people of Los Angeles, and there's a pundit that said, this is political because it has nothing to do with my district. Look, I'm a member of the Los Angeles City Council, and our residents deserve these answers of this. This targeted case involving a high-profile member of Congress, and this is where we're getting those answers.
Is the bail situation the same? Because one originally was kept in jail on no bail. The other one had a very high bail, I think, of about $600,000. And in this bail climate, I was surprised of those details.
They must have had an extensive rap sheet, which I have not had a chance to review. So this is probably not their first burglary, I'm assuming. If you have an extensive rap sheet, then, you don't get kicked loose from that. Or you have an existing warrant in the system, you won't get kicked loose.
Yeah. But that's not been explained either.
Right.
Yeah. One of the guys is in his 40s, so I wouldn't be surprised if he had a long rap sheet. Because if you're still stealing guns in your 40s, then you've had a lifetime of crime.
Yeah, and you might have heard of this, John, on the debate. You know, I was on that debate stage at USC when Karen Bass had 10 out of 10 that she feels safe in the city of Los Angeles, and now it's down to a 5. It's taken her to be victimized to realize what the hell is going on in our city. People are afraid to do business here. They're afraid to walk to the park, and things need to change.
All right, Joe, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
LA City Councilman Joe Buscaino from the San Pedro area. He was at the debate last night, but before that, he sent a letter to the chief of LAPD along with the LA City attorney with some questions about the burglary at Karen Bass's home where two guns were taken. I like this. At the end of the Fox Channel 11 story, Mark Gonzalez, who chairs the LA County Democratic Party, said that he's requesting that he wants the councilman and the Caruso campaign investigated for that letter. They just get
investigated?
Big That's correct. He wants it sent to the Ethics Commission. It is shocking and an illegal abuse of power for a mayoral candidate and a city council member to conspire to use city resources to prompt a baseless LAPD investigation of a rival candidate.
Wow. There's something here then. There's got to be. That's a crazy response.
Maybe something will leak out. That's our best chance, probably, from some source inside the police department.
That is such a touchy, over-the-top response.
Right, where's Eric Leonard? He usually has good tips on these things.
Yeah, no. I'm just hoping. I hope it comes out before the election. They're nervous about something.
All right, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. The Moist Line is coming back tomorrow. It's already Friday. So if you want to leave a message, you still have some time, I think. I don't put together the Moist Line, but I think so. You can use the iHeartRadio app as a microphone icon that you use to leave a message for the show. You can call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86. It's toll-free, 1-877-664-7886. We're going to play some clips now from last night's debate, which John Cobell was there. I think so.
Yeah.
Between Karen Bass, the congresswoman, and Rick Caruso, the real estate developer. What I like to see, though, and I expected this morning, and sure enough, I found it. The headline that's online with the media for the debates. It's my favorite. Traded barbs.
Traded barbs.
Traded barbs. Yeah, I'll give you a Streisand for a Stanwyck. No?
Jeez. they always fall back on cliches. I mean, there was a lot of good stuff in the debate.
Both were kind of dull myself.
I didn't. Maybe it was being there in person, which is why I wanted to go.
I watched on TV, and I actually fast-forwarded through a couple of snoozy questions. Abortion.
Abortion.
Which party are you registered in? Homelessness is what I wanted to hear about. Crime.
Eventually they got into the homelessness, and here is where...
Oh, and they had this LA Times columnist. Good Lord, that woman's there all the time.
Erica
Farber. She was there for the last debate,
yes,
too. Why do they bring her in?
Oh, well, you should have seen the public radio guy.
And then they had representation.
And I forgot, Univision?
They had
a public radio guy, and he was really snarky and biased.
But I like the fact that they had Latino representation, so there had to be a question about the sidewalk vendors. Great. Okay. That's a pressing issue.
Okay. Yes, but there was something very revealing there, because Caruso had said they Bass and the questioner and then the snarky public radio guy, they all set up their questions and their comments as if there's no way that Caruso would be in favor of this. Like, they were all gearing up to jump on him, that he was going to say, no, we shouldn't have sidewalk vendors. And he said, no, we could have sidewalk vendors in front of the Grove. Yeah, in front of the Grove. Oh, yeah, I want to see that. They were really talking like this. I want to see that. And he says, we've had guys in front of the Grove for 25 years.
We have?
We've had sidewalk vendors. Yeah. And he starts talking about
the Grove. I haven't seen sidewalk vendors outside. You talk about like on Fairfax or?
I guess around the perimeter.
Third Street?
Perimeter around the Grove. I don't know. No. I didn't track him down, but he goes, I know
a
guy.
Go to a Rams game. It's hysterical. You come out of SoFi. Holy crap. There's 1,000 people selling the bacon wrapped hot dogs. I'm not kidding you. I couldn't believe how many there were. There was 15 lined up in a row. I don't mind. I don't care. It's tough to get around in the crowd, but wow. they just come flying in there right after the game.
I've never had one of those. But the point is,
I feel kind of queasy thinking about it.
They thought he was gonna. They kept trying to corner him as some stereotypical conservative fat cat businessman who doesn't care about the little people.
That was the idea.
And he's looking. He's saying, "Look, I know one of the guys, and he actually has done well enough so that he's sending two of his kids to Northeastern University." He goes, "He's done pretty well." He goes, "People who do that." Eventually, they'll get a retail shop and go from there. So he goes, they're small businessmen. He goes, 90% of Los Angeles made up of small businessmen. So I'm all for these guys.
They don't pay taxes, and they compete with the restaurants. You know, there's other issues here.
But my point is they had this they were all
aligned. I know, they set him up, right.
They were all aligned to set him up and jump on him.
Right. Well,
and
he's a quick thinker on his feet, and he realized the answers to give to get away from that.
But they did this several times to him. And he kept outfoxing him. Like, that's why they unleashed the abortion thing on him. That was supposed to be a gotcha.
All the questioners were from the progressive left, of
course. Exactly, yeah, right. And
what
so
do you expect? This is L.A.
The interesting thing about him is that he has a mix of beliefs. He's tough to pigeonhole consistently down the line. He's more interested in doing what works and what's going to be successful than adhering to an ideology that doesn't work. Which is what everybody else in politics swears by. Oh, I don't care if I'm wrong. This is what we do. This is my belief system. And he's looking at it, and he's explaining, well, why stuff works and why doesn't it work. That's why he kept going back to, if you treat the homeless on the sidewalks, it doesn't work. Because he looked at the programs, and here are some programs that had a high percentage of success, and here's a program that had a high percentage of failure. And if it was based in treating them on the sidewalk, it's likely to fail. That's what I want to hear. Somebody who looks at the history of these treatment programs, these ideas, and not have some like utopian fairy tale belief in them.
Life is uncertain. It's okay to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. With CalHOPE's free and secure mental health resources, it's easy to get the help you and your loved ones need when you need it the most. Call our warm line at 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today. Life is uncertain. It's okay to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. CalHOPE can help. Access CalHOPE's free and secure mental health resources. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org.
Yeah, but my overall reaction to this then, because I didn't really listen to this part of the debate. I think I fast-forwarded when I heard sidewalk vendors. But is what we were talking about yesterday. Remember when we talked about the 2.1 million migrants who have come into the U.S. just in the last fiscal year under Biden's watch? And we talked to Mark Kerkorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. They're going to cost us in the long run. Because for every one guy that eventually opens up a restaurant, thousands, that's the limit. They're going to sell stuff on the sidewalk and they're going to need public benefits for everything else in their lives. That's the problem with unmitigated migration.
Well, what you do is something reasonable. Something
Everybody
fair.
Likes to do this rah-rah. Hey, bring them into the country. Well, it's what made this nation great. These people rise up and they don't all become.
But the thing is, you do something reasonable. You don't have unlimited. They had a similar debate on whether to end the eviction ban, you know, and they were trying to trap him. They expected that he was going to say, no, the eviction ban is over at the end of the year. It's not going to be renewed. And he said, well, wait. If they can afford to pay, then they have to pay. If they actually can't afford to pay, then we could look at it. He goes, I've worked with a lot of my tenants over the years, a lot of my renters over the years in the buildings we own. And if they have a problem, we work with them until they can catch up. So it's not a blanket policy. But if you certainly can afford it, you're working and you can pay your bill every month, then yeah, you have to pay. You don't get any more time. Again, it was a reasonable answer, and they had already assumed he was going to be a caricature. And he stymied them at 3, 4, 5 areas all along the way.
We're going to play some debate clips. The first one we'll get to when we return is where Karen Bass now believes that she's only a 5 on the scale of 1 to 10 in feeling safe in L.A., whereas in the debate a few months ago, she was a 10. I know people don't feel safe, but I feel safe. But now that her home was robbed, I don't know. Part of me wonders. Back to Joe Buscaino, right? That whole thing is just so weird. Anyway, we'll play that clip coming up on the John and Ken Show. KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. All right, last night's mayor's debate. I guess there's one more coming up before the actual election day of November 8th. Between Congresswoman Karen Bass and the real estate developer Rick Caruso, let's move to cut number two, because this was about the public safety issue and, of course, a big story that occurred after we had the primary vote in June is that Karen Bass's home was burglarized. A couple of guns were stolen, and she appeared to change her stance on just how safe she feels in the city. Let's listen.
Now let's talk about the issue of public safety. Our last debate was in March. Congresswoman Bass, I'm sure you remember this question. I asked you on a scale of 1 to 10.
I sure do.
With 1 being not safe, 10 being really safe. How safe did you feel? And you said you felt a 10 at the time.
I said
And then your guns were stolen from your house, and you said that your safety had been shattered. So I'm curious what that number would be now that you've been through that. And more importantly, in addition to that, how are you going to make all of us feel more safe?
Well, let me answer that first. My public safety plan calls for getting officers on the street immediately in neighborhoods and areas that want to have an increased police presence. And the best way and the quickest way to do that is to move officers away from administrative duty. Now, we also need to hire officers. We need to bring LAPD up to its authorized budgeted amount, which is about 9,700, which means in any given month, we might need to hire from 200 to 400 officers. At the same time, I believe in stopping crime today, but preventing crime tomorrow, and investing heavily in crime prevention strategies, of which I pioneered a number when I started Community Coalition in 1990. They've been replicated and refined. And so that's how I would keep Los Angeles safe. In terms of myself, I was making reference to my neighborhood where I felt safe because of measures I personally took and also measures that were taken by my neighborhood. Obviously, they failed. So my sense of safety was shattered. If I had to grade it, I would grade it at a 5.
What is this measures I took? What does that mean?
The guns. Well, yeah, that's what people do. They have guns in their home because in case somebody breaks in, they want to show them, you better get out.
I felt safe because I bought 2 guns.
She should have said that. I think that's part of it. That's the implication that I got.
But now they came in and stole my guns.
Measures I took. Maybe you had a burglar alarm or something, or break in, or ring doorbell.
That
I don't
doesn't
know.
Make you safe. It's the it's having all these outside criminals that are causing the problem. The problem is I hate that. I've heard this with other politicians in cities saying, well, you know, you just have to get a better alarm system. Well, you just have to put up have to have a security guard in front of your store. Well, you just need to have bars. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, you need to put the bad guys in prison.
Yeah, it's like, don't go outside showing off your jewelry.
Yeah. It's like, oh, maybe you shouldn't wear that.
Yeah, Caruso brought that up. That was a good point. Right.
Yeah, and this is interesting. See, I read a lot and listen to a lot. We both do. And what you can pick out after a while is patterns. You hear a politician in Chicago say that. You hear somebody in New York say that. You hear somebody in L.A. say that. And you start realizing, oh, okay, this is part of their belief system, their handbook. Always make the victim of the crime responsible for being a victim. It's your fault. Look what I did. I made decisions. And then they stole her guns. And suddenly her little routine was blown up. It's like, well, you did all these safety measures, and you still got broken into. Because there's too many bad guys running around who ought to be in jail, ought to be in prison.
And then she gives the pat answer, right? I believe in crime prevention programs, many of which I pioneered. Oh, get off the stage. Well, and the other thing that really disturbed me in that answer, we're going to put more police in areas where the people want them. That's not possible. I don't even understand that answer. You're going to take a poll to determine which neighborhoods want more police officers and which are rejecting them? You're going to go house to house? And then if half the neighborhood wants them but the other half doesn't?
That's right.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
that's a ridiculous political answer.
Well, all these answers require, you know,
did you see how she tries to walk the middle? It's a because she knows people don't feel safe, but she also knows some people still want to defund the police.
Right.
And I don't want to piss them off, too.
That's the vagueness I was talking about. where it makes her sound like she understands there's a problem, but doesn't commit her to do anything
because
concrete.
Her whole campaign is, I understand both sides. I really
There isn't both sides on this. That's we've been brainwashed into thinking that.
Well, when you understand both sides, it means you do nothing. You can't do anything because both sides have very distinct positions.
That's where she hides. She hides in the middle of doing nothing, which is the policy that most of the city has now. The police department, all the city council people, the mayor, everybody has the policy of do nothing. Just let them run free. And if you have a problem with it, then you got to buy the alarm. You've got to buy the gun. You've got to be careful what kind of car you're driving.
Right, this goes back to the that's just life in the big city thing.
Right. That's.
I still remember Seth Rogen, the dopey comedian, said that after a guy complained that his car got broken into. Hey, dude, that's life in the big city. Yeah. Well, live with it. No, you don't have to live with it.
You smoke enough pot, that's the kind of wisdom you come up with.
All right, now here is her attempt. We're going to play cut six. Her attempt at sympathy over this burglary because Rick didn't reach out to her. Let's listen.
I just want to take a moment and speak directly to the people of Los Angeles. My home was burglarized. I called the police and later they arrested two suspects. And the storage and registration were 100% legal. I think this is an act of desperation, Rick. Calling for me, which a letter went out today, by a member of the city council that I was very shocked by, calling for me to be investigated for the theft that happened at my house.
Yeah.
And Rick, the reason why I'm disappointed is because you remember when the Grove was burglarized, I called you to find out how you were. And instead, you call on me to prove one thing or another, and then the councilman calls on me to be investigated?
Yeah, well, it's not exactly what he did. He just Buscaino's letter was just asking for some answers about the burglary itself.
Not her to be investigated. See what she does, though? She pretends that she's outraged.
Oh, she's the victim.
Right.
She was the victim of the burglary, but she's a victim beyond that.
She created a fake accusation. How could you be outraged over something that didn't happen? That was all acting there. It was staged. She's upset about something that Joe didn't do. Joe didn't ask for her to be investigated. Caruso didn't ask for her to be investigated. They asked for the details of this crime to be released because details of the gun. Who was it registered to? When? What kind of gun was it? How was it stored? How did they get in? That's what they asked for. She created a fake accusation and then pretended to be outraged by it.
All right, we got more coming up. KFI AM 640 live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Well, there was another debate last night. It is the LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva against the puppet man, Robert Luna, the Long Beach police chief. We'll play some of those clips after the news at 4 o'clock. They also traded barbs, John. Fiery is another headline I see. A fiery debate.
Yeah, same cliched headline.
There were two dragons up there.
Every time there's a debate. Rather than explain all the detail and nuance, it's just the same cheap, stupid journalism cliches.
All right. Well, Deborah Mark and the Sheep. Go ahead. You're on.
Oh, so you were in Ireland.
Yes.
Yes. And you went and visited a sheep farmer.
Yes. It was part of a tour, and we went to this farmer's, his farm, and he had a bunch of sheep, and he had two sheepdogs. Very, very cute, sweet dogs, by the way. So he was giving us a demonstration of how the dogs herd the sheep. And actually, that part was fascinating. I did feel a little bit bad for the sheep because the dogs are going this way, left, right. And the farmer, the sheep farmer, is just using a whistle and a couple of verbal commands for these dogs that I couldn't understand. It wasn't just sit and stay. It was these other things, too. But these dogs were amazing. I mean, they totally understood. They got it. So the sheep are being herded and whatever. That was very interesting. And so at the end of this presentation, the farmer says, hey, does anybody have any questions? And some people asked him, well, do your two sheepdogs, do they live in the house? And he said, no, because they're very dirty. You know, when it's raining out, they get muddy. But I do have some animals in the house. And, you know, my daughter's a vegetarian. We love animals. We have all these animals. So I waited until after the presentation. And I went up to him and I said, hey, I'm a vegetarian. I didn't want to deal with the whole vegan thing. I just said, hey, I'm a vegetarian, and I have a question. Do you ever get attached to your sheep? I just wanted to know. Does he get attached to them? That's it. That's all.
Emotionally attached.
That's all I wanted to know. So he says, well, I want to tell you that when the sheep are killed, it's done in a very humanitarian way. And I'm looking at him going, okay, I don't want to know about that. I just wanted to know if you're attached. So he said, let me tell you. He says, you know when you go to an airport and your luggage goes around and around on that conveyor?
The carousel.
Right. So he said, it's a conveyor belt, right?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. He said, well, all the sheep, imagine all these sheep, they're on a conveyor belt. And they have these little, like, helmets on their heads. And attached to the helmets are these electrodes. And he says, so they get electrocuted really quick. They're killed within seconds. They don't feel anything. And I'm just looking at him like, I didn't want to hear this. I don't want the visual. And he's just looking at me. It's very humane. So he never answered my question about being attached, but he proceeds to tell me how they're euthanized.
So they're all on a conveyor belt with these electrode helmets.
Yes, yes.
And then they all get zapped and they go boom.
Right.
That's it.
It's a Far Side cartoon.
And they're...
And I just go, okay, thanks. And I leave, and I just...
You want to see?
Yeah. No, I don't want to see, but I can't get that visual out of my head. I mean, I didn't say to him, hey,
the death row
how
inmates,
do you kill...
Damn it.
That's
just
what I said.
Just pull all the California death row inmates on a conveyor belt with little helmets on. Scott Peterson, David Westerfield, get them on there.
Boom. Just watch them all drop. Zap. Yeah. And then take them off to
just fries their brains
their brains very quickly. So he basically says they're not feeling any pain because it happens so fast. Now I can't, you know, I can't attest to that whether they feel the pain or not. But I just,
And then he scooped a bowl of haggis right in front of you.
God, you and the haggis.
Sheep stomach, isn't it?
Yeah, and other parts too. It's other organs.
Yeah,
it's disgusting. And people were telling me I should try vegetarian haggis. Why? I don't know.
I'm surprised you did this visit because the sheep, yeah, I thought you would find them enslaved.
Well, I didn't like it, but it was part of this tour. So it wasn't, I didn't go on a sheep herding tour. It was part of another tour. And so our tour guide said, hey.
You should have looked away.
That is a great cartoon, though.
I walked up and I was watching and I was just kind of shaking my head and I felt very bad for the sheep.
Yeah.
And I will say that I did not buy any cashmere, any wool at all on my trip.
Oh, wool's no good?
No.
Well, they're not killed for
wool.
No, they're
not.
But
especially after that demonstration, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It turned me off. I mean, again, I love the dogs.
Do they have a tour of the conveyor belt?
You see the cartoon, the one sheep turns to the other. Hey, Frank, where do you think they're taking us? Oh, I think it's a beautiful grassy field. All right. I'm up for that.
I can't imagine having, I mean, look, obviously there are a gazillion farmers that have animals.
Yeah.
And so they.
And you're fighting a losing battle here.
I know. I know. And I understand that. But I have to be honest, it is really frustrating. I felt very sad, and I loved Ireland, but seeing all the cows off the driving,
they,
you see the cows.
They eat a lot
everywhere.
Of that there, cows and sheep.
I think without farming, there isn't much to Ireland.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk about the LA County Sheriff's debate when we come back. It's John and Ken Show on KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.